Okay, Ma, tell us about when you guys left Texas and moved on out to Arkansas. Tell us about that old truck you guys built.
Shadow dog, a tall Shanghai rooster, and one spotted dog. Saying goodbye, Pike County, farewell.
For I can remember a while. When we lived out west. I was very small. And we were packing the truck, and you know how kids are when their parents are moving, they're happy as a lark because they think it's better down the road. So me and Ann was running up and down the cellar, and she buffed her head and had to stop and fix her all up. And we finally got on the truck, and we finally got on the way. And I'm a great rocker, and when we hit no rocks in the panhandle, no trees either. But when we got off the cap rock, there was rocks everywhere. So I got me a little stocking, baby stocking, and I filled it up full of rocks. And I put it in, I made a mistake of putting it in where the food is. My father found it, so he threw it out. Well, the next mistake I made was eating too much licorice. And I got sick and I puked my head off for I don't know how many days on licorice. And then we went on a little further and we come into these trees and they saplings and Otis put us on them trees and tied us on there somehow or another. And we went up and down like we was riding a horse. But we finally got to Arkansas, land of plenty, the Queen, Arkansas. And it was February, and we picked strawberries. And I didn't like to work because I guess I was lazy. But I had to work, because so many kids. And then my father bought land, 160 acres of land, and we picked cotton and... And we moved to this little town, and Mildred was born while we moved there. And my father had a lot of money, but this man came along, and that man came along, and all these little children, and they were hungry, and Dad fed this one, and Dad fed that one, until he didn't have no money himself. And so he lost all he had, everything he had, and then we moved on down to another place. And he got a job, I don't remember what he done, but... We had a lot of problems. Some of the kids were sick, and one got his eye put out, and Otis got his eye put out. And then from then on, he worked for sawmill camps, and we moved a lot. And then she had Art. They were 9 kids, but that finished up the 9. And they followed these sawmill camps to make a living because there weren't no money. Depression had come along about that time. And that one winter I froze my feet because I was the only one home that could get out of the wagon and go saw wood and haul wood with the mares, hook up the mares, go in the woods and saw the wood. And then I'd come home and pile the wood, and I'd have to do that all day long. And then that summer my feet give me plenty nuts because they burned because of the froze. And then Dad got a job down below working for a man by the name of Cunningham. And he raised the same thing, cotton and corn. And Mama canned a lot, and us kids was sick a lot with malaria. And she'd give us this calomel, run her legs off to the bathroom, but we'd get all right, and then she'd say she'd cleaned us up. And then it was getting kind of rough, and there's a man came over one day in a big old semi-truck, and long as this house, and he said he's looking for cotton pickers. So about a couple hours, Dad had us loaded in the truck and on our way to Texas to pick cotton. So we unloaded down there in Texas, chickens, dogs, people, furniture, Mr. You know what. No place on earth do I love more sincerely than old Virginia, the place where I was born.